Describe an invention which is very useful in your daily life.
Are there any inventions that have changed the world? How? Yes, there are many inventions that have changed the world over the course of history. I think the most significant examples would be the wheel, the light bulb, and the telephone. The wheel revolutionized transportation, the light bulb revolutionized daily life, and the telephone revolutionized communication. These inventions, though seemingly small, paved the way for every single invention that came after, including cars, planes, cell phones, and the internet. It's just hard to imagine a world before light bulbs and telephones, which just goes to show you how significant these inventions were. What are the qualities of a scientist? There are many different qualities that a scientist might possess. Firstly, scientists have to be very intelligent. They need to be able to follow complex scientific formulas and read and understand a lot of research. Secondly, scientists should be able to think outside the box. They have to be open-minded in order to come up with new ideas for experiments and inventions. Finally, scientists have to be determined, because even if they encounter failure, they have to be willing to try again. Do all inventions bring benefits to our world? No. I think that some inventions bring more damage than benefits to the world. Although there are many inventions that improve life, some inventions are very dangerous. One key example would be the atomic bombs that were invented and used during the Second World War. The devastation that these bombs caused to the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was unimaginable, and their existence formed the basis of the Cold War that lasted decades. Thus, it is evident that not all inventions benefit the world. Do you think people who have not been educated in school can invent things? Yes, I think that everyone should be able to invent things. And in fact, sometimes people who have no normal schooling are the best inventors. These people have very open minds and are usually very creative, so they can come up with better ideas than people with usual schooling. I think that anyone can be an inventor. You just have to have a good idea and stick to it. Being in school does not guarantee you success in life, but coming up with a famous invention just might. Who should support and sponsor inventors? Governments or private companies? I suppose that inventors should be sponsored by a combination of governments and private companies. Governments can safeguard their rights via regulations, especially intellectual property rights. This would boost motivation for continued innovation. Besides, private companies can offer funding, facilities, and other resources to speed up and enhance inventors' work. Overall, I think that this joint support leads to commercial benefits and societal progress. What inventions do you think should be improved? I suppose that some inventions that can be improved include some public transit systems and some cell phones. There are many cities in the world with amazing and efficient public transit systems, but some cities could really use an upgrade. For example, in certain extremely cold regions, high-speed trains are still unable to operate due to the low temperatures, which impede their proper functioning. So upgrading and renovating high-speed trains is essential. Also, modern cell phones could be improved because many of them have a terrible battery life, which is very frustrating for users.